is looking for a people whose heart is totally committed to win, whose heart captures something of what he sees, a vision for the future, for the church, and for the body. So I'd just like to open up in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I just do commit this time to you, Lord. Father, I know I'm nothing, Lord, but Father, I pray that you would anoint me, Lord, that Father God, you will enable me to deliver this message, Lord. I pray, Father, that hearts will be open, Lord, to receive your word, Lord, that people will be encouraged and strengthened this day forward. Amen. Amen. Well, in the previous weeks, we've been talking about God refining the body of Christ. We've been talking about the faith, what enables us to overcome when we're undergoing, you know what I mean, the purifying of our hearts. Because, I mean, I don't know for you, but for myself, you know, over the last months, it's been a real painful process. As God's brought that fire deeper, I found, you know what I mean, all the dross is coming out. And I'm saying, God, I'm getting worse. You know, it just seems like I'm getting worse. But, you know, it's for a reason. God's got his purpose that he wants to get rid of all that stuff that we will eventually reflect the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. The other day when we were praying in the Monday group, God gave me a word. And I it's only a very short word, but he said, I am the master craftsman. I am building the church. The former things will pass away like the grass that withers and fades. Only that which is built on the revelation of my word will remain. Now is the time to go forth with the authority of my word. You will plunder the nations with an iron rod. So God is bringing together the body, and we've got to bring in the gifts and the talents, and he's wanting to build a strong foundation, and it's a strong foundation of prophetic prayer. And out of the prophetic prayer, we will begin to see the ministries, the callings, and the loss come in, because God does nothing without prayer. So be encouraged. Anyhow, as I was praying last night, and you know, saying, God, what do you want me to bring? Because Pastor Paul had kind of said, you know, continue with the ongoing fire and strengthening and the faith. And I'd like us to go to the book of Haggai. Okay, Haggai chapter 1, and we're reading from verse 3. And we see in the book of Haggai that the people have come out of exile and they begin to build the temple of God, but halfway through they become discouraged, and then they all kind of turn away and get focused on themselves. And God sends the prophet Haggai to kind of encourage and call the people back into completing the task, what he's originally called them to do. Anyway, from verse 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your panelled houses and the temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You are so much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You are clothed, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called you from drought on the land, and on the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, and whatever the ground brings forth on men and livestock and all the labour of your hands. So you see, the people, you know, are turned away from concentrating on building the temple of God. They'd all become discouraged and they'd started to focus on themselves and their own lives and their families. And Haggai the prophet comes and encourages them to start to build again. And if we go to chapter 2, and we're going to read from verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is in a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So that's God's promise for us today. As we decide to turn away from ourselves and our own lives and bring into the temple our gifts, our talents, our ministries, and lay them down on the altar, God's going to use that foundation to build his temple. And in the building of the temple, we're going to receive the glory, and it's going to be the Shekinah glory. Yes, and we need it, don't we? Because it's not for our benefit, but it's for the world. Because God so loved the world, didn't he, that he gave Jesus to bring in the lost. And we are his representatives. When you know, people see us, you know, they're supposed to see Jesus. So, you know, I would say be encouraged today. You know, no matter what difficulty you're going through, just decide to turn your attention away from that and turn it back onto God. And as you turn it back onto God, things, it'll just disappear. The problems, everything else will just completely disappear because God is faithful. It says in Thessalonians chapter 5 that he is faithful. He who called you is faithful. And he will do it. He will do it if we surrender our lives and our hearts to God. But the old thing of the prayer, we've been meeting up maybe two or three times a week, just a few of us, and God is beginning to establish a real strong foundation in the prayer. And as we're praying, we're decreeing. And this is where the power is. It says that the word is the scepter. God is raising up kings and priests. The priest is, you know, makes the intercession, offers the sacrifices to God, the incense, and the kings hold the royal scepter. That's the authority of his word. So as we become the kings and priests, we have authority over all power of the enemy. We can't do it in our own strength. We need to take hold of what God has given us. And in the foundation of the prayer, I believe that's the foundation, like of the temple, because as we're meeting together, and we're beginning to do the prophetic worship and prayer, out of that is coming the word, and there's a decree going forth. And in the decree, there is an establishing, because the word will break down, and the word will establish. Yes. Amen. Amen. Just get a drink. Right, if you'd like to turn into your Bibles, 1 Peter chapter 1. Okay, is everyone there? Right, we're reading from verse 22. 1 Peter, chapter 1. Okay, from verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as the flowers of the grass. The grass withers and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Okay, so we see again that the word is eternal. Whatever is established through the word will remain. But the things what are built on the flesh will pass away. Praise God. Yes, and we want the eternal fruit, don't we? We want fruit what lasts for eternity. When we get to heaven, we want the eternal fruit. Yeah, and I'm saying to God, you know, in my own heart, Lord, give me eternal fruit. Give me eternal fruit. Because, you know, I want to feel God's heart. I want to just capture his heartbeat for the land. Right, and if we read from 1 Peter 2, from chapter 1, therefore, laying aside all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow, thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he who believes on me will be no means put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offence. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they were also appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into the marvellous light. That's wonderful, isn't it? So God is raising up a priesthood of people, priests and kings, who will begin to take the focus off their own lives and begin to come into the centre of what God is doing in the body, because his glory is going to fill us individually and corporately. He's looking for an habitation, somewhere where his presence can dwell. And we know that we're in a season of transition. It's a time of preparation where God is preparing the bride of Christ. He's preparing a bride what is pure, holy, perfect, so his glory can fill us. And it's good news, it's good news. But I want each one of you today, you know, no matter what difficulty you're going through, God says that I will never leave you or forsake you. He will be with you, and he is faithful. God is faithful because he is the one who called you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. I remember there was a time in my life, and things got so difficult. It's probably a couple of years ago now, and I felt, oh, I've been loyal to God. I'd given everything. I'd left my family and served him. I'd not tried to do anything out of the will of God and build anything for myself. And yet it seemed like God had abandoned me. You know, I'd lost my house and I didn't even know where I was going to live. And at that time, I was so desperate. I just said, God, I don't understand. You know what I mean? I don't understand that I've been faithful and yet it's like you've abandoned me. But you know, God took me to a scripture, which I think it's in the Gospel of John in chapter 6. And it's when Jesus is teaching the disciples and he's saying, you know, whoever comes after me must eat of my body and drink of my blood. And he was talking about the suffering. He was talking about everything he would have to endure, you know, in the coming months. And it said at that point, many of the disciples turned around and didn't follow him anymore. You see, it got too hard. It got too hard. But then he looked at Peter and he said, what about you? Do you want to go too? He said, but where would I go, Lord? Because you have the words of eternal life. Amen. And today, Jesus has got the words of eternal life for each one of us. And if it's difficult, if you're finding it's really difficult today, Jesus is saying, come to me because I am the eternal God. I've got the eternal life here. Be strengthened. Be strengthened through his word today. Be strengthened. Be built up. Be encouraged. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I'd like us to turn to Psalm 2, verse 6. I hope this is flowing. Sorry, Psalm 2. And verse 6. Yes, from verse 6 it said, yet I have set my king on my holy hill, Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth of your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. And again in this psalm, the king is speaking the word of God. As sons of God, we have become sons of God through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the same authority, what was in Jesus Christ, dwells in us. Jesus, the fullness of God was dwelling in Jesus. Everything, what was in heaven, was in one person. And when Jesus died on the cross, he gave over the authority to us. So when we pray, we can decree. Because as God speaks to revelation of our into our hearts, we have to speak it, and the creative power of the word will establish what God wants to establish. And I think it's important for us as a body that we all kind of get hold of the prayer, the revelation of what God has given us to decree his purposes. And it's for his benefit. It's not for ours. It's not to give ourselves that we can ask God for this, that, and the other. Yes, God will bless us anyhow. It says if we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else we need will be added. We do not need to keep praying and praying for it. If we seek the will of God and to serve him, he will already say, well, you go and I'll provide. You just go. But obviously, you know, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. And that's why we need each other, so we can build each other up, so we can speak words of encouragement. I mean, I don't know for anybody else, but the other morning I had a wonderful time of prayer and I felt like I could move every mountain. Wow. And by the afternoon I got all these negative thoughts thinking, well, who do you think you are? You're nothing, you know what I mean? And then I got so inward looking that I felt everything was hopeless. And you know what I did? I began to speak the word. And I said, I thank you, Lord, that you've made me the head and not the tail. Thank you, Father, that I have the authority. And as I began, about 10 minutes, it went. The negative thoughts went. And we need to know how to use the word as a sword, because we're all being attacked. But the word is powerful. It says the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it cuts So today, we're going to rise up and we're going to become warriors. We're going to become warriors. Yes. And fight the good fight of faith. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Isaiah 52, it says, put on strength. Shall we just turn there? This is a prophetic statement to the church. Awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion, that's us. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust and arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to awake. We're going to awake. And we're going to shake off the dust and put on the beautiful garments, what God has given us. And from this day forward, I'm believing that each one of us is going to move forward. We're going to push forward and we're going to go into a new place. There's breakthrough this morning. Breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. And we'd just like to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. I believe this is just like a prophetic statement to declare over yourself. It's like a prayer. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your all spirit, soul, body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. I want you to receive that into your spirits today. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely and make you whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful and will also, he will do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word today, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father God, that you have given us, Lord Jesus. You have given us a royal scepter, Father God. Thank you, Father, for the authority of your word today, Lord. Father God, thank you, Lord, Father God, that there is healing in your word, Lord. There is deliverance in your word, Lord. There is breakthrough in your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we're more than conquerors today, Lord. And thank you, Father God, that we're pushing forward, Lord. We're pushing forward today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're moving to new ground, Lord. That, Father God, that, Father, we press forward, Lord, today, Lord. By your word, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that he who is in us is greater than him in the world, Lord. He who is in us is greater than he in the world. Thank you today, Lord Jesus, that, Father, you completely strengthen your body, Lord. I pray for each member here, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they would receive, Father God, your strength, Lord Jesus. Strength to push forward, Lord. Strength to rise up above the enemy, Lord. Strength to pick up the sword, Lord, and wield your word, Lord, at the fiery darts of the enemy, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you've given us a sound mind, Lord, and that you are the victor, Lord, and you who began the good work, Lord, will be faithful today, Lord. We speak breakthrough, 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 breakthrough today. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Just do feel if you want to pray out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, amen. That's right. Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For reading from verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner table, my oxen and my fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. All things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burnt the city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite them to come to the wedding. So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all they could find, both bad and good. Wow. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Amen. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him out into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. You see, there's a calling for each one of us. Jesus has set a table and he's saying, come, I want you to sit down with me. I want you to dine with me. Come. But sometimes, I mean, these people who we call were not in sin. They were doing things, you know what I mean? I'm working. I'm getting married. But we have to respond. We're living in a time now where there's an urgency. There's an urgency. We're living in the last days. And we need to respond to what Jesus has given us. He said, I've set a banqueting table. There's a feast. Now you come and you eat of the feast. And as you eat of that feast, out will come the living water to the world. It's so wonderful, isn't it? We've got to be encouraged today. Come on. I mean, what a feast. What a feast. Well, I'm coming. I'm coming. Come on. Who's coming to the feast? Come on. Yes. We're going. Yes. Amen. Anyway, praise you people today. I hope you enjoyed the message. I mean, I know I'm not a woman of eloquent speech and I don't know a lot about theology. But, you know, I can capture the heart of God, what he wants for the body. So bless you.